In a new book out by Ignatius Press, Benjamin O'Brien shares how he maintained his faith on the Proving Grounds. That is the name of his new book. As a firefighter, it was difficult at times to remain Catholic, but he persevered and now shares his story in this new book. The Proving Grounds, A Catholic on a Ladder 17, is now available through Ignatius Press. And Ben is joining us today. Good morning, Ben. Thank you so much for joining us on The Morning Blend.
Good morning, Brenda. It's a joy to be with you. Thank you for having me.
You know, we think about the men and women who join fire crews, and they have a strong need to serve their community, oftentimes kind of a family legacy. Is that a family legacy in your upbringing, that did you had other firefighters, or did you strike out on your own and say, this is how I'm going to choose for my career?
I branched out on my own, and in fact, it was kind of a bolt from the blue. I was in college and studying liberal arts and discerning priesthood, actually. And through the help of a spiritual director, the Lord intervened very strongly and showed me another path. And, you know, firefighting had not been on the radar for me at all. I didn't have any family members, didn't know too many people who worked as first responders. So I really feel like it was, you know, an act of God to redirect me and to choose this career, choose marriage and family life. And he really showed me that this is what I was meant to do. And so I pursued it and went through the application process, which took several years, but eventually I landed my job as an urban firefighter.
Tell us a little bit about those years that you were in your at your station, about some of the kind of experiences that kind of affirmed in you that, yeah, you were on a journey here and that your Catholic faith was being lived while being a firefighter.
Yeah, well, this was certainly a process of learning more about my faith and growing in my relationship with Jesus and my faith life and my prayer life. And it wasn't always easy. You know, I sometimes questioned how my faith really had any bearing on my career, especially when things went wrong. But I think through the process of making mistakes and coming face to face with my own limitations and learning to deal with difficult personalities, the Lord was slowly stripping me of my pride and giving me opportunities to grow. You know, grace builds on nature, and, you know, he was trying to make a stronger foundation. So there was personal growth, there was spiritual growth. But one of the things that stood out to me one time was I was flipping through an old missal, and there was a picture of a firefighter in the corner of one of the pages, and it said, "Your daily work is the continuation of the holy sacrifice of the Mass." And I love that image because it speaks so eloquently of how our lives are a continuation of the life of Christ as members of the body of Christ. We can participate in Christ's redemptive work. And so that really helped transform the sort of the mundane and the difficult aspects of my job and really any job to see how we can participate in Christ's redeeming work through being faithful to our daily calling.
Oh, absolutely. This morning I'm talking with Benjamin O'Brien. His new book is The Proving Grounds, A Catholic on Ladder 17. For those of us maybe looking in on what we imagine the life of a firefighter would be, you would come across probably people in really difficult moments of their life, maybe the most difficult moments of your life. And there are great rewards for being able to help people, but also living the life of a firefighter in a municipal station like you did, there were some difficulties that really butted up against your faith. What were you surprised at when you realized this was happening?
Well, I think I was mentally prepared and physically prepared for the challenges of firefighting per se, but not so prepared for the moral and cultural clash that I experienced in the station. And looking back, I shouldn't have been surprised. You know, we live in a very secular society, and I was coming from a very different world as a practicing Catholic. So yeah, there were individuals who really challenged my faith, and it was hard. It was, you know, I felt hurt sometimes when people said things against my faith, but it actually was an opportunity for growth. And that challenge forced me to dig deeper into my own faith and learn some apologetics and come face to face with, well, you know, why do I believe in God? Is it just because that's what we do? Because that's how my parents raised me? Or do I have deep, satisfying, intellectual and emotional reasons for believing in Jesus, for believing in the church. So, you know, out of that challenge, out of those difficult moments, I think God was working in my life and helping me to grow more and more in my faith.
Well, God never abandons us, and he oftentimes places people with us to help support it. And you met some wonderful men and formed some great friendships there. But even through those uplifting parts of the work, there were some struggles. And one of the big ones that you shared about in your book was the forced promotion of Pride Month. How did you kind of work through that and reconcile that with your faith?
Yeah, well, I reached out to my spiritual director, and I think that's something that anyone who is facing a moral dilemma should do, is get some good advice. And this good priest advised me to participate as little as possible, as long as I wasn't putting, you know, a rainbow sticker on my helmet or being asked to hoist a flag or march in a parade. Then if there were emblems around me in the station or if management was promoting this, I could just sort of look down or look the other way and pray for them. But things did come to a head when they asked us to put an emblem on the truck itself. And I felt that that was a line for me because, you know, every time I go out on a call, I'm promoting it. So I approached my captain about it, and he wasn't religious by any means, but he was kind of an old school officer. And so we agreed to just quietly remove it and say nothing about it. And that's really the extent of it.
And it is a witness that you can read more about Benjamin's experience in his book, The Proving Grounds, A Catholic on Ladder 17. Well, with all of that struggle and the way that you've been able to make change, if somebody was talking to you, said, I got this book and this seems like quite a bit of struggle, is firefighting a place where Catholics should think about as their future profession?
Oh, absolutely. It's a wonderful career. I mean, even in terms of raising a family, great pay, great benefits, you know, plenty of adventure. If you're at all inclined to have adventures and go through some exciting and challenging situations, boy, it's a career for you. Does it come with its share of challenges? Absolutely, it does. But we need good people in that profession. We need good Christians, good people of faith. So I would heartily recommend it, and I would say that anyone aspiring to become a firefighter, there's a great starting place would be to become a volunteer firefighter, take some courses, local community college, get your first aid certificates, start working towards getting prepared for the interview, the aptitude tests, all of that. But on a faith level, you know, to prepare oneself for struggle, for battle, you know your faith. Be able to stand up for it because you will get challenged, and firefighters will respect you if you are willing to stand your ground and stand up for your beliefs, and you know, obviously in a charitable way, but you want to have some spine, you want to have some spunk as you defend the faith. So
it seems to me, Ben, with something as important as firefighting and the need for strong men and women who are faithful, I mean, it's a great career, but also with things that are great like that, there are those challenges. And you can read more about that in Benjamin's new book. Ben, where can people purchase a copy for themselves?
So if you go to Ignatius.com, they sell it there online. You can also get it at Catholic Answers, and Barnes & Noble carry it as well.
All right. Fantastic. Well, Ben, I really appreciate your time today. Thank you so much for sharing with us more about your book.
Thank you, Brenda. It's been a joy to be with you. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, great to talk to you again. The author's name just joined us, Benjamin O'Brien, the name of his book, The Proving Grounds, A Catholic on Ladder 17. It is available from Ignatius Press, and I will be sure to add a link that'll get you right to where you can purchase a copy for yourself, and you'll find that link on the podcast of today's interview at MatzerDayRadio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.